Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, January 9th, 2019. Welcome to day 720. Donald Trump abruptly walked out of a closed-door meeting about the partial government shutdown with congressional leaders. Senator Chuck Schumer says Trump just stood up and walked out of the meeting after Nancy Pelosi said she wouldn't fund his border wall even if he ended the shutdown. Trump then confirmed Schumer's story in a tweet, calling the meeting, quote, a total waste of time, end quote. He tweeted, quote, I asked what is going to happen in 30 days if I quickly open things up. Are you going to approve border security, which includes a wall or steel barrier? Nancy said no. I said bye-bye, nothing else works, end quote. The Supreme Court, meanwhile, refused to intervene in a mysterious case that is believed to involve Robert Mueller and an unidentified foreign-owned company. Mueller subpoenaed Company A, as it's referred to in court documents, but the company insists that it has immunity and that complying with a U.S. grand jury subpoena would violate the laws of its home country. The court offered no explanation as to why it declined to intervene in the case, and many details about the case remain shrouded in secrecy. The company is believed to be a foreign financial institution. A law firm that has represented both Russian interests and the Republican Party is involved in that same mystery subpoena case between Robert Mueller and Company A. The high-powered law firm Alston & Byrd previously represented the Republican National Committee in an effort to obtain some of Hillary Clinton's emails. Alston & Byrd also represented Russian oligarch Oleg Deripaska, who loaned Paul Manafort $10 million. It's unclear whether Alston & Byrd is currently representing Company A, the country that owns Company A, or the regulators of that country. And finally, the leaders of seven committees in the House of Representatives called on Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin to explain why the U.S. decided to ease sanctions against companies linked to Russian oligarch Oleg Deripaska, including an aluminum manufacturing giant called Rusal. The move still keeps Deripaska on a blacklist of sanctioned oligarchs with close ties to the Kremlin, but Democrats say the deal allows Deripaska to maintain, quote, significant ownership, end quote, over one of the companies. And now to the notables. One, the Food and Drug Administration suspended routine inspections of the U.S. food supply because of the partial government shutdown. Most food safety inspections have been stopped, but the FDA is planning to resume at least some of them if it can force furloughed workers to return to work without pay. Quote, it's not business as usual, said FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb, and we are not doing all the things we would do under normal circumstances. There are important things we are not doing, end quote. Two, TSA officers have started quitting their jobs after being forced to work without pay during the shutdown. Quote, some of them have already quit and many are considering quitting the federal workforce because of this shutdown, said Heidrick Thomas, head of the American Federation of Government Employees TSA Council. Three, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein will step down and leave the Justice Department once Mueller finishes his investigation. Rosenstein originally planned to remain as the Deputy Attorney General for about 2 years and will remain on the job at least until a new Attorney General is confirmed. And finally, roughly $5 million from Trump's farm bailout program will go to a Brazilian-owned meatpacking company. JBS is one of the largest meatpacking companies in the world and has roughly 73,000 employees and 44 plants inside the United States, but JBS is owned by another company that is based in São Paulo, Brazil. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.